You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Good morning.
Can I just tell you, you are the freaking easiest person to get on for an interview. It's like, just what time?
That's because I'm a Catholic rule follower. I never miss media. There were so many times on the road where, like, the owners of the club would have to go in the hotel and wake a comic up.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom that. Not only am I up, I'm downstairs and I bought coffee for you and for me because school is starting. Get your ass down to the lobby and act like you care.
Tell everybody the name of your tour right now.
It's Fox Wine and Bigfoot.
Why and how?
Because those are two of my passions.
Oh, okay.
And I have a lot of jokes about both. Like, I really do think the box wine people have completely missed the biggest selling point. The biggest selling point is it makes no noise in the trash. And I don't know when they're going to realize how many housewives are trying to hide the amount they're drinking with their husbands. That's all you need to show in the commercial. And all of a sudden, all these little drunky brains in the suburbs will wake up and go, yeah.
It's awesome. It's so true. My
that's,
God.
That's the upside to buying the boxed wine.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there's two more upsides. One, you never get a bad box of wine. I've never heard that said in my life because they're all kind of just, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
It's not like you go, oh, I spent all my money and then the wine went bad. Well, that's not going to happen. And second of all, how many times have you opened a bottle of wine and that cork broke or whatever? Now all the junk is floating in your wine. That's not going to happen with the spout of the box. No. And you can always get in that box. Even if you have to take a knife, you can get to your wine.
Oh, my God. You have so thought this out. I love it.
I know. I don't know why none of them call me and go, let me write your commercial for you. I will do it for free, unlimited box wine for life. I have offering a free service.
The box.
They don't even advertise right. They don't get what their value of their own product.
It's the box wine club of the month. Every month,
God.
A box of wine shows up on your porch.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That is
Nobody
great.
Started that yet. Even a kid could sign for that because you'd know if they opened it.
Kathleen, I wish you got back here more often. I really do. I do a Facebook Live every morning, and I mentioned your name, and a lot of people said, oh, my God, she's one of the best. I said, no, she is the best. No doubt. You are the funniest comic out there. You really are.
Some fan wrote his fan letter and said, you're just about the best comedian working. And I thought, wow, you took the time to write me, but clearly there's somebody that's better.
Yeah, you're just about.
Just about. I'm like, who do I got to take down to be this person? I'm in second place in your mind, and you wrote me a nice letter. Like, what's the winner getting?
I was out yesterday, and some guy said, oh, hey, you know, you do radio. And he said, oh, wow, you look so natural. I said, what?
More
what
natural in person.
Yeah, but that's like the ninja of compliments. It really is. You look so natural. What is that?
Wow. That means you didn't put on enough makeup.
Thank you, Kathleen.
I know what it means.
Kathleen was kind enough. We were, you know, both starting out, and she was always kind enough, and I used to stay with her in Hermosa. And I remember, Kathleen, you told me a story once, and I mean, you know, come on, you're a comic, you're so Irish, and you told me a story about, I think you were auditioning for the role, I think it was a cook, and they wanted, or like a chef, and they wanted that Irish look.
Yeah.
And I remember you telling me, because I said, well, how'd it go? And you said, they told me I'm too Irish.
Too Irish.
Yeah, after all that.
Yes.
Well, it was also about some sort of mayonnaise was involved, and they kept yelling at me that I wasn't excited enough about the mayonnaise. And I'm like, look, it's mayonnaise. I love it, but there's only a certain amount of excited you can get about mayonnaise until people are going to think there's something wrong with you.
With you, not the mayonnaise.
Right. I mean, my nieces are 9 and they love mayonnaise, but even their amount of excitement isn't wanting me enough for these people. I'm like, this is like, commercials are terrible. It's unbelievable.
Talking to Kathleen Madigan, who, by the way, is going to be in town the 22nd over at the Mirage, Terry Fader Theater. So let me ask you this, because Carla just went through this. Carla, I don't know if you know her, she got all tatted up.
Yeah, I got a couple tattoos.
Way to come in at the end on that.
Right? Kathleen, I said I'm where. Come on. My skin is where it's going to be at this point. It's sagging enough. that I know what they're going to look like until I'm, you know, landing the coroner's office and they're going, what the hell is this old broad? What was she thinking?
So I wanted to know if you've gone that route yet.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. No, I don't have any tattoos. I do like to look at other people's tattoos. I'm always fascinated with what they choose. There's two problems with this. One, I'm a Libra and it would take me seven. By the time I decided, I'll be dead. Too indecisive. There's too many choices. Everything means something. No. And second, I am not at this stage of my life ever paying voluntarily to be harmed. And I don't want pain. And I know it's painful. Everybody goes,
yeah, it is.
Well,
it hurts.
Yeah, I've seen what it does. You're getting branded and burnt. I mean, I respect people that have the courage to go through with it. And if something means that much to you, right on. But
here's the funny thing, though. Just a couple of mornings ago coming in, she got approached by a woman wielding a knife saying she was going to mess her up. I said, see what happens? You get tatted up. And all of a sudden.
Now look who. Yeah, look at the crowd you're running with now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. It didn't help. I rolled up to sleeve. Look at, hey, bitch, this is a microphone. Come on.
I always said if I was going to get a tattoo, I would get a tattoo of a thinner arm on my arm.
Yeah, that's what I should have gotten. What about, you know, everybody knows your sister Kate as well as they do you from your act. I mean, is Kate at all the rebel? I mean, would she wind up with tattoos anywhere?
No. Are you kidding? Blonde hair, blue-eyed, yellow lab is not ruining any of that picture. No. If anybody would be more likely, it would be me. I'm a little rougher around the edges than her. No, she wouldn't do it either. I mean, she's too. Well, she doesn't like the, plus she's allergic to everything. So God knows they put some ink on her that would cause her head to expand. I'm allergic to the ink. Oh my God. No. So we were not, you're on your own in this club with the girl so far.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
The 22nd next week at the Mirage, Terry Fader Theater. Always a blast. Kathy, we love when you call in.
Not just about the funniest comic, but the funniest comic that you are going to see. And I don't know BS in ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
And Keith Alberstadt is coming with me, and he's very funny. You can YouTube him if you'd want.
Oh, that's cool.
And come up and show us your tattoos, Carla.
So here's the deal. We're off next week. I'm going to be up in Reno working, and I go see Alanis Morissette that night, but I'm going to try to come over after that.
Yeah.
You know, again,
is that?
Yeah, we're both on vacation, so I'm thinking, too. Yeah, we might come see you.
All right. Oh, you know where to find me.